Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily, then rebroadcast it to all on your contact. Do so daily. Welcome also to Thursday, the 24th day in April, 2025. This will not just be another Thursday, it will be a Thursday with a difference for you and your family. Now open your hand and your heart to receive the prayers for the day. Be responding with Amen, I receive it. Day 24 in the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, stands for breakthrough and answers to delayed prayers. In Daniel chapter 10, verses 4 to 14, please read it if you can. After 21 days that the prince of Persia withstood Daniel's prayers, God sent a higher angel, an archangel. And on day 24, he came and dislodged the prince of Persia. And Daniel's prayers answers came to him. So day 24 is known for breakthrough and answered prayers. Open your hand and let me pray. I prophesy, receive answers to your prayers. On this day 24, your breakthrough will come. Let's do this. If you can do this, pray these two prayers. When and where do you want your breakthrough to happen? I want you to pray to God silently where you are there. Talk it with your own mouth. God, I need breakthrough here and here and there. Number two, which are the prayers you have been praying, the requests you have been making for years, for days, for months, and the answers have not yet come? Now say it again today, because on day 24, delayed prayers are answered. On day 24, breakthroughs happen as it happened for Daniel. Go ahead, talk it over. I'm coming to pray over it for you. Say it to God repeatedly. Speak it out with your mouth. Speak it out in your life. Now, let me speak over your life. This is the final push. Receive answers to your prayers. I say to you what the angel said to Daniel. Your prayers are answered. The prince of Persia over you creating delays, they are dislodged on the 24th day. I prophesy, receive that miracle. Receive that international breakthrough. Receive that personal breakthrough. All the territorial powers around where you are hindering your prayers, they are dislodged today. They are cleared out today. Do this. Lift up your right hand. Wave it to the left. Wave it to the right. Wave it to the left again. Begin to say, all forces clear out of my life. Clear out of my zone. They are already leaving. Your answers are already coming. You will have testimonies. Receive it in Jesus' name. Say, Amen. I receive it. Yes, things are shifting and they are turning around in your favor now, in Jesus' name. Apart from 24, celebrant of day 24, April 24 celebrant, your birthday prayers. Open your hand. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed. This time next year, you'll be at a higher level giving glory to God. Say Amen. Right? Let's move to teachings and counseling segments. First one today. Happy Easter to you, sir. Please, what is the difference between holiness and purity? Wow. They are virtually the same thing. They mean the same thing. Living pure and living holy. Living in line with God's word. Hating what God hates and loving what God loves. Examining your heart every day to make sure there is no offense between you and God. Living to please God in every way. Obeying the Holy Spirit that is leading you. However, only God is absolutely holy. We cannot. We are not God. But every child of God must make up his or her mind to do the best and live to please God in all respects, as pure and holy as it possibly can. Next, good morning, Daddy and TPGF. I was cleaning my husband's office space and helped wash his mantle as it was dirty. My husband's reason for not washing the mantle Well, since he relocated 3 years ago, is that Daddy himself anointed the mantle and blessed it for him. Where will he get such oil to anoint after washing it? He's hoping to be home soon and possibly see Daddy again to pray and anoint the mantle. My husband says, I have washed away or washed off the anointing on the mantle. He connected to everything he does here. I told him the mantle will still work depending on his faith. Please, what's your take on this, sir? Wow, I've spoken to correct this notion again and again. We should not defy mantle, anointing oil, communion service, blessed water, and laying of hand, and so on. I have said again and again, they are faith provokers. They are not God. They will never be. Anointing oil is not God in a bottle, or the mantle is not God in a piece of cloth. No, it is just that they are scriptural. Anointing oil, use of mantle, blessed water, hand laying, speaking in tongues, they are all in the Bible. When we lay mantle, anoint with oil, lay hand, or drink the water, pray, pay battle seed, and pray, quoting relevant Bible, in the name of Jesus Christ, our faith level rises, doubt disappears. And as I've said again and again, whatever can ignite or provoke your faith will deliver your miracle. They are faith provokers, doubt killers. So if your mantle is dirty, wash it and re-anoint it with your own oil and start using it. If you can join us online every Thursday on the prayer mountain, I take time to bless the mantle and the oil. Pour a little of the oil on the mantle, your hand towel or your handkerchief. It has become an anointed mantle. Go on exercising your faith as you are led of God. You can even have more than one mantle. It is your faith in God and his word that produce the miracle. But laying the mantle provoke or ignite faith in you. Hope is clear now. Next, good morning, Daddy. Thank you for your insightful teachings. I need your guidance on this matter. My fiancé and I had a 2-year age difference, which does not bother us, but we are concerned about how our parents will react due to our cultural beliefs. Should we prioritize honesty and transparency by telling them about the age difference or facing their disapproval, or keep it to ourselves since it is our decision? Wow. Yes, keep it to yourself. It is not anyone's business. As I've always said, no one will live with you inside that marriage. Once it does not bother you, although you did not tell us who is 2 years older or younger between the two of you, but I guess that it must be you, the lady, 2 years older. Ephesians 5:22 and Ephesians 5:25. That is the mantra for a happy marriage. Once you will be submissive, despite your 2 years older than him, and once he will be loving and faithful and not intimidated, despite the 2 years difference, then you have no problem at all. Age is in the mind. If you don't mind it, then it doesn't matter. 2 years difference is minimal. If it was 5, 7, 10, or 15 years difference now, I will counsel you differently. 2 years, you are still within the same social group. You are of the same generation. Your reasoning, your thinking, and your social outlook are still the same. Next, good morning, Daddy. I and my husband of 20 years got married at the registry without my family consent because I got pregnant out of wedlock. After some years, my family decided to forgo and told my husband to perform the traditional marriage rite on me because in our culture, if it is not done, our children belongs to my family. But he blatantly refused, and it does not make me happy. My pastor says the marriage is not recognized by God also. My daddy, what is your take on this? Thank you for your teachings. Wow, I'm sure you also will have realized your mistake. And you must have regretted it. Getting pregnant out of wedlock Let no single lady or daughter of man on this platform make such a mistake. I am not blaming you though, because you acted in ignorance. My counsel is that, first of all, engage in spiritual warfare prayers as we teach it here. Google, bring out all the Bible relevant Bible verses on the issue of marriage and God touching the heart of the king. Fasting along and putting sacrificial seed back up. Do so consistently until the battle is finally won. And then, number two, are there no elders you respect? Elders or pastors or mentors? Look for one or two of them. Bring them into it. Will be people he respects when they talk. Let them talk to him or talk to both of you. With prayers and such counsel, he will do the needful. We too will join you in prayers from here. He will have a change of mind soon. Listeners, it's better to get things right from the foundation. Tell your sons and daughters, please connect them to TPGF. Let God use TPGF to mentor them in all areas of life. Rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Today is the D-Day, the Great Prayer Mountain Service Day, Agoshe Land, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos. Two services will be held as usual, 7 to 9 a.m., first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., second service. Today's prayer focus is God, light me up. Put your visibility on me. Bring a touch life, real touch life from home, or if all you have is the touch light on your phone. But I'm going to bring a big touch light. We are going to be pointing this touch light to all over our body for healing, all our things that we have brought, and then our children, everything. Yokes of backwardness shall break. Visibility will come on you. Bring your water and all the other things. Invite people. You will be given the April anointing oil free and the anointed man to free. It shall be live stream. So join us from all over the world. These two services will hold at Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Akure, Oshogbo, Port Harcourt, Uyo. Let nobody miss today's prayer mountain. I put your visibility on me. It will be great. It's a good day to pay your tithe and transmit your battle seed, thanksgiving seed, partnership commitment seed, the seed of 444 we are sowing. You are hearing other people's testimonies. If you do what they do, you will get what they are getting. Open your hand. May the Lord bless you more, increase you more, cover you with his divine presence. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.